Welcome to Positive Change with Dorina. Dorina provides her experience and opinions about various topics as interesting information for you to enjoy. She has a PhD in physiology, a degree in behavioral health counseling, a daily practice of yoga and meditation, and over 20 years' experience using alternative healing methods to help people get unstuck. She is not a medical doctor nor a therapist. If you have a medical condition or health issue, please consult your personal health care provider. Remember to be sensible and take care of yourself.
Welcome to Off Topic Thursday. Let's talk about resistance and non-resistance and how those may appear in our lives in subtle forms. Sometimes, subtle resistance to change can sabotage our best intentions or make change less fun. I have been noticing some subtle resistance to what is manifesting in my life these days. It is not that what is showing up is bad. It's just that I have some attachment to my life looking a little bit different than how it's going right now. The definition of resistance is the refusal to accept or comply with something. While the dictionary goes on to say that resistance can manifest as an attempt to prevent something by action or argument, I would not consider all attempts to prevent something resistance. For instance, many people seek to change governmental policies by protesting and contacting their representatives. This is just being proactive. In my book, resistance would be refusing to obey a law rather than acting to get the law changed. Resistance comes into play when we are chafing against something that is. I think of it as the energy that gets engaged when we dislike or we hate or we judge what is, when that thing cannot be changed. Like hating a rainy day. Non-resistance is accepting what is. It does not imply to refrain from taking action. If it rains on our parade, resistance would be putting energy into the story of how horrible that is and how devastating that is. Non-resistance accepts the situation and moves on. Non-resistance could cancel the parade, postpone the parade, or move the parade inside. Non-resistance doesn't imply non-action. Someone posed the question, "Am I being too lax?" during a meditation class. The teacher, after some reflection, answered the student, "If you are asking the question, 'Am I being too lax?' then you need to be more gentle with yourself." As soon as that woman asked the question, I was pondering how I would have answered myself. The first thing that popped into my mind is that if you think you're being too lax, you are. I was surprised to hear the teacher's response, but I immediately recognized the truth in her statement. She was responding to the judgment inherent in the way the question was worded. She was noticing the student may have been resistant to her slow progress instead of accepting what was. The student had asked about being lax, which means not sufficiently strict, severe, or careful. In my culture, the term lax typically has derogatory connotations. It could also be used to mean lazy, which means unwilling to work or use energy. Another term that is considered derogative. It is possible that the student was asking if they needed to be doing more. But it's also possible that the student wanted to know if they were enough or if their best efforts were enough. Now, without knowing the student and understanding what they were really asking, the question would be difficult to answer. My immediate response in that situation was to believe that the student was indeed being too lax. And that was based on the fact that one of the five major obstacles to spiritual practice is simply not wanting to do it. This is often described as laziness. It could also be called being lackadaisical. Now, it is extremely common and fairly universal. In fact, my bias is that very few people are really doing enough practice. However, most people know that they're not doing enough and would not ask the question, "Am I being too lax?" They already know they are. People are distracted by many things that are not essential for happiness and peace. I know I am all the time. I slip and I get off track. And many people go through life following the habitual ways without being conscious of what else is possible and what else they could choose. And I have this problem as well. I also recognize, even though many of us are not practicing enough to get good results, many of us are not capable of more. For instance, when I'm meditating, it often seems like I'm just being lazy about not staying focused on my object. I seem to easily drift off. Yet when I consciously apply myself and redouble my efforts, I just as easily drift off. I might be the woman who asks, "Am I exerting too little effort?" When clearly I'm working at capacity, but I am resistant to accepting my capacity to concentrate. This year, I have been focused on really being present during my happy body exercises and other routine chores I do during the day. It amazes me how easily I am distracted. I'm also kind of impressed by how well I am doing at catching myself being distracted. However, it doesn't seem to help me keep focused. I really do have very poor control of my mind right now, despite effort. My resistance to that manifests as me complaining about my control and being disappointed in my inability to focus where I choose. Instead of contemplating maybe there's something right about what's happening, and that I'm actually still clearing out those distractions and making progress, it just doesn't seem like I am. Another area I'm sensing more resistance in is in my lifestyle choices. Now, about 10 years ago, I decided that I wanted to simplify my life and create more freedom. After years of having gardens and livestock, I desired to create a more urban lifestyle. I dreamt of getting rid of the car, of being able to walk and bike everywhere, and not being chained to animals in a garden that needed my constant attention. I could imagine a simple life in the city. And if I wanted an excursion, I could rent a van and get into nature and enjoy it without having to put in the long hours of gardening. A simpler lifestyle would allow me to be more in the moment, I thought. The complexity of my life kept me always planning and focused on what I needed to do for the future and taking care of the things that I owned. Now, despite my efforts to create this type of lifestyle, I have been thwarted at every turn. The natural energy flow of my life has led me back to a property I lived on 25 years ago with tons of house fixing projects, an orchard to maintain, and a mule and a horse. I have resistance to this, yet it seems to be what the universe keeps giving me. What am I choosing that creates this? Am I addicted to planning? Am I addicted to never being finished with my projects? Is the constant flow of ideas what continues to create a life landscape where ideas pop up right and left? Some people accumulate material objects without realizing how we don't own our possessions. Instead, they own us. I'm acutely aware of how each object occupies a place in my mind stream and tethers me to it. The horses demand my attention each day, and I make plans around them. The house requires emergency repairs, but also it suggests improvements to me. Hey, do this, change this. You know, today I was cleaning out a cabinet because I wanted to sell it and get rid of it. And I had some resistance. It was like, oh, such a nice cabinet, but I just don't need it. And I was faced with some of the things that were inside, a candle holder, some oil lamps, some candles. They own part of my mind and part of my physical space. And since we have frequent power outages, I pack them away to use in an emergency. Not sure where I'll put them yet. They're in a box, but they're still homeless. I need to figure out a home for them. I have a little resistance. I wish they weren't in my life. And I could just get rid of them, yet I don't. I have cleared out my life before, moved everything into a 10x8 storage space, and moved to the desert where I lived in someone else's trailer. Yet, even faster than I emptied my life of things, new things have come to fill their spaces. Do you have things you resist getting rid of but feel burdened by? Do you have chores you resist doing? This is the subtle resistance I'm talking about. You know, we've made a certain choice, and that choice includes a bunch of things. But that choice, because it's a mixed bag, has parts that we resist. At one point, I actively resisted my tendency to accumulate projects and animals. I was able to eliminate many things and keep things out of my life for a while. However, some of my source of resistance to accumulating things was based on a judgment of the limitation that things create and a conclusion that it was not serving me ultimately. So I was always a little bit torn, or at least I am now when I think about it. You know, now I'm entertaining that my resistance is more harmful to me than following the energy that tends to accumulate. I am wondering if I can move beyond the need to resist accumulation and the need to resist non-accumulation. What am I now capable of being that is beyond resistance? What are you capable of being beyond resistance? Here are some more questions for you to be. What would it take to be completely in the moment? What would it take to be free regardless of apparent ownership of so many things? How can I be accepting of what is? What energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to be out of control? What am I hanging on to? What belief do I hold that creates my resistance? What conclusion have I come to that keeps me in bondage, and if I let go of it, I would be able to live in ease? Where am I judging myself? What have I decided is so important that I resist following the natural flow? What have I decided is so important that I refuse to let go of it? What would it take to let go of everything in each moment, again and again and again? What would it take to recognize when I can change things and when I cannot? What am I denying or pretending not to know about my resistance? What's beyond this? If I only have this moment, what would I choose? In this moment, what can I create? What can I choose today that will create the most ease and peace and joy in my life right away? If you've enjoyed this podcast, take a moment and give it a 5-star review in iTunes. If you're feeling stuck and would like to have a session with me, visit my website at changeanythingnow.com to find out more. Sessions for the podcast I do for free, and I'd really like to talk to some people about their body and weight or their money flows, and maybe you could be next. How does it get better than that? Positive Change with Dorina. Program credits. Music is Cheery Monday by Kevin McLeod. Incompetech.com. License under the Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. The voice intro was by Dylan McCloskey. You can find him on Fiverr.com. The podcast, copyright 2017, Dorina Rode, all rights reserved.